This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. On an 8th of July, 2016, it feels a little like November 22nd, 1963, when JFK was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. This feels the same to me. And very few people, I would think, probably are thinking that when they hear about it. Obviously, Dallas automatically brings the connection, but in the intent on bringing down law and order, same with the enemies of John F. Kennedy, same thing when you're trying to take out law enforcement. I hope we react as strongly and ultimately deal with this head on. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I'm not sure I could survive days like yesterday without being able to hop in the hot tub before the day starts. I'm serious. I get a second wind, and sometimes I need one. You know, you pop in there about 9, 10 o'clock at night, and it's like, okay, I'm ready for another couple hours here. I don't need to go to bed. I'm wide awake. You know, it really is. It's rejuvenating. It is relaxing. It is, you know, medically, it's proven stress is the number one killer. It's just a fact. And you don't feel any stress in a hot tub. You know, everything is better in a hot tub, as Vince says. So they have a new location in Bismarck now at 2706 Rock Island Place out there in front of Sam's Club. Tell them Scott sent you a little take care of you. Of course, next to Spitfire in West Fargo, right in front of the old South Forks Plaza, the Grand Cities Mall on South Washington in Grand Forks as well. Soon in Minot. Hot Spring Spa. Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. They bring you this hour of the program. Okay, Steve in Fargo still here. Leon still here. Wyatt and Steele. Sherry in Williston is next up after Steve. We're just talking about Dallas, and we're talking about a fix. We're trying to find a solution. What is the solution? Steve, you said the solution was conservatism, and explain why you believed it was conservatism, but you didn't get enough chance to expand on that. Tell me more. And somebody turn your radio down. I don't know if Leon, if you got your radio up or Steve does, but turn your radio down if you would. There we go.
Mine's
go
off.
Ahead, Steve.
Yeah, mine's off. So, tragically, Barack Obama was given this wonderful, and the Democrats for that matter, this wonderful opportunity to, as he said, be transparent and bring the country together. And at every turn, they moved further and further towards segregation. If it was us against them, rich against poor, black against white, that's what they thrive on because they think, and they've demonstrated fairly successfully, they can win elections by doing that. But when you divide people to that level, you're going to get tragic, tragic results. And we're seeing it. The president of the United States started this whole thing when that black gentleman that was the professor at some university, I can't remember where, was arrested going into his own house. Remember the beer summit or whatever that goofy thing was?
Yep. That's where it started. Took a side.
Absolutely. So he jumped to conclusions, blamed white people for being mean to black people. They were doing their job trying to protect the guy's house. That's all it was. And every situation since then, he's jumped to conclusions and made inaccurate statements about situations. You take
I get all that. I totally get that. But to me, that's a broken record, right? The guy's leaving. He's done here in a few months.
Okay. So, but my point is, if conservatives come in, okay, and they talk about self-reliance, they talk about responsibility. If you take Martin Luther King, be judged by your character, not the color of content of your character, not the quality or the color of your skin. I was paraphrasing that. I apologize. But that is so relevant.
And they're on the counter.
We have to focus on race. We have to focus on what people do and how they act. If we can get back to that, we have a chance. If we continue down this path that the Democrats have put us on, we will be in serious trouble.
And, you know, self-reliance, responsibility, all of that, couldn't agree with you anymore. Leon, your term was life. We got to get back and respect life. We do. I think, unfortunately, all of those things are like semi buzzwords. In that, if I talk about self-reliance and responsibility, then I'm talking down to people in the hood. Okay? If I'm talking about life, Leon, your word, then I'm talking about, oh yeah, you're just going to be mad about abortion, and you're, you know, I'm with you. Respect for life is obviously what we're asking for, and it has nothing to do with, a woman's right currently under the Supreme Court and the law of the land to choose to end a baby's life. It doesn't have anything. You're talking about, hey, if you don't value a life, then you pull a trigger on a rifle that, makes you an assassin of a law enforcement officer. I think love is the word. I think love, I think you've got to melt hearts. And if you melt hearts, then you can have a conversation about being self-reliant and being responsible. And
well,
yes,
that,
sir.
Well, that
life,
just one more quick example. And again, the intentions are good of liberalism. It's just a train wreck every time they apply it. And one of them is political correctness. This whole thing by, the whole fighting Sioux nickname thing, that's folk behind us. Great. They won. They're implementing this new name. What did they advance by doing that? Is there any more respect for Native Americans? Is there any more pride in the university? Is there any more following of the sports teams? No, no, and no. So they think they're right, and they jam it down everyone's throat, and they strut around, we won, great, wonderful. What did they advance? Hatred. Division. And is that what they want? I don't think so, but that's what they do in virtually everything they propose.
Steve, appreciate the call. Leon, let me get you in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with everything that he's saying. But my position, especially when it comes to life, and I speak to people, especially my relatives and folks from where I grew up. If you respect life, you don't have Chicago style shootings every weekend, where double digit people are shot and people die every single weekend. You wouldn't have that, and that's black on black. So if you respect life, you respect the black life. You respect the blue life, the white life, the entire thing. It doesn't have to be about abortion.
But I'm going to come back to the fact that if your heart is hard, whether it's black on black, white on white, whatever, there is no respect for life, and that's going to happen. How do you remove the evil? How do you decompress that situation, bring down those walls? And I think it's love, right? And then it comes back to a broken family. Is that why there's no love there? Whatever. But I think we're all talking pretty close to the same thing.
I have another way of looking at it, too. Conversations.
Definitely.
Conversations.
Yeah. Just talk.
And here's the thing, too. I think we have to be careful, because I think there's this notion that, well, we just have to stop talking about race. We can't just go cold turkey and not talk about race. We just need to have civilized conversations about it so that everybody can have a full understanding of each other. And then that's how we are able to come together.
My son is prima facie evidence that we cannot just disregard the conversation on race.
We can't.
I had to tell him, you can't hate cops. I have a friend, Sam. Met him in Kansas City. Awesome police officer. African American. He's from this area, actually, from Minnesota. I asked my son, do you hate Sam? Sam was there when my son was born. He's an awesome guy. He is a law enforcement officer and has been for, 10 years now or more. We have to stop dehumanizing people. We have to stop seeing cops as robots and see them as people and vice versa. And I think if we start the conversation there, then we're getting somewhere. Race can't be taken off the table because some things are obvious and you can't sugarcoat them. Some things are pretty bleak. Going forward, though, if we have an honest, open conversation, cops, black people, minorities, whatever, have an open and honest conversation, then we get somewhere.
Yeah,
and
good
I do
points.
Believe that conservatism is a good way to go, because you don't have the divisiveness. You have the everybody can do better. attitude and not, we got to help you because you're a victim of that guy. Whenever you start doing that, you have the divisiveness, you have envy, you have folks that are paid to divide you, folks that want to make it somewhere better in this world by stepping on the divisive rubble that they create. I loathe that attitude. The whole Washingtonian and what Mark Dayton said, things like that, it incenses me because I know and understand what they're all about. I've seen it my whole life. They are not there to unite us. They are there to divide us for their own.
And they have succeeded. They have been extraordinarily successful. Unbelievable. Leon, good thoughts as always. Appreciate it. Leon Francis, one of our go-to guys when these issues pop up, and just a great conservative commentator. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Sherry and Williston, you're next. Wyatt Steele, Monty and Bismarck, and lots of emails and texts too.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
On the shores of Devil's Lake, Woodland Resort welcomes you to experience North Dakota hospitality. No matter the size of your group, we've got lodging to accommodate you and your budget. Overlooking Creole Bay, Woodland Resort is the only full-service resort on the lake, offering boat and pontoon rentals, a full bait shop, RV campground, full bar restaurant, and so much more. It's easy to see why your next adventure should be at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. Book now at woodlandresort.com. Woodland Resort, host of this year's AIM Walleye Fishing Tournament.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Stark Weather in Ademoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Share with you some of the comments from this suspect. The suspect said he was upset about Black Lives Matter. He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. The suspect stated he will eventually, that we will eventually find the IEDs. The suspect stated he was not affiliated with any groups, and he stated that he did this alone. The suspect said other things that are part of this investigation so that we can make sure that everyone associated with this tragic event is brought to justice.
I don't even feel like we can learn anything from these. We know all we need to know. I mean, obviously law enforcement's going to do their job and investigate this and get to the bottom of it, but does any of that surprise anybody? Dallas Police Chief David Brown, poor guy. Remember he said, and we played it earlier for you, we don't feel much support most days. Let's not make today most days. When you see a Bismarck Mandan police officer today, a Minot police officer, a Watford City or Dickinson police officer, a Williston, a Tioga, a Ray, Stanley, a Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, Williston, Steele, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, just give them a fist bump. Give them a pat on the back. Give them a smile. Throw a smile their way. Let them feel our support. This is awful. But understand also why it's happening and how we get to the bottom of it. And give me a word that would fix it. What's one word? What's your word? We've got a lot of good ones today. You can text Todd, by the way, with those at 701-226-8503. You can call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. I'll be in Minot Monday, heading for Minot later today, matter of fact. A family reunion. My wife's side, the Big Berg family reunion happening at the... in Minot this weekend, so we'll be up there. Looking forward to that. Always have a great time. And then I'm staying, because Monday I'll be doing the show at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center in Minot. Vance Castleman and his crew always take good care of. I would stay nowhere else than that place when you're in Minot. They do a great job, and I love the accommodations they always do. And we're going to do the show from there, find out what's happening in Minot. Also, a lot of guests Monday. We're loaded up. Ron Nelson, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and much more. Justin Fisk from Maduro will be here, and some other things as well. So looking forward. Oh, I know we're going to talk to our friends from Antler, because I'm headed to Antler on Tuesday then. We'll actually broadcast from Antler Creek Park. Can hardly darn wait. The Bottineau County Farm Bureau annual meeting and membership drive is there. They got stakes for 300, and they put the pressure on me to fill the seats. So I hope you'll come and take in all the good fun. All right? 5 until 7, Antler Creek Park, Tuesday night. Going to be a great time. I want to thank Antler Outlaws, Farm Credit Services, Lake Nag Council, Hefty Seeds of Mohol, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Cirrus River Cooperative, and Bottineau Farmers Elevator, People's State Bank, State Bank of Bottineau, First National Bank of Bottineau, the Pat Art Seed Farm, Renville County Farm Bureau for contributing to the County Farm Bureau to make our live broadcast possible. They'll be there for What's on Your Mind, Energy Matters on Tuesday, and then sticking around for the big event Tuesday night, 5 to 7, Antler Park. Brent Sanford, Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate, Mayor of Watford City, will be there from the Burgum-Sanford team. And he may bring the top of the ticket along. I don't know. We'll have to see if Doug is going to make it. I know they're trying to make it work. Sherry in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Sherry.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great words, and they're all relevant. Another thing I think is missing is self-accountability. You know, when I grew up, I was told, you do this, there's consequences. You got to be willing to suffer the consequences. That's not taught or even spoke of much these days.
True. It's true, and it's such an important trait. It really is. And I think
again,
one of the words that's been thrown around a lot today is just the love. It's just melt hearts, right? And get rid of a hardened heart. And if you start there with these conversations, there's so many great pieces that have come out of this show today and this conversation with folks. You know, have a conversation, show some love towards your fellow man, and then you can reasonably have a conversation about self-reliance, right? Self-responsibility and owning it. And very good point, Sherry. Very good point.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening.
One thing I worry about. Okay, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. Don't you don't have to be done. One thing you worry about is what?
One thing that in addition to this, you know, we all or most of us agree that it's become United States is becoming kind of a boiling pot been hearing a lot of things about civil unrest, revolution. One thing, if I read it right, one thing that worries me, if this happens, if it happens before the election, Obama can pull the martial law card, and then, if I understand it right, there will be no election until things are settled down. Now, a few years ago, I have a friend, her son hauled loads for the government. They're on their way to California, two trucks full of stuff. They're not told what they're hauling. They went across the scale, a shift, the load had shifted. They got permission to transfer a little bit of load to the other truck. To their amazement, they opened up the reefers, and both of them were hauling metal signs that were painted black of all different colors, and 100% of the signs read martial law.
I hope that story's not true.
It is. No, it is true.
Look, I don't doubt that, you know, you got to you have a plan for the what ifs, right? And there would be occasions where a martial law would be necessary. I was part of one in Grand Forks in 1997 after the flood, when people just had to understand they had to leave no matter what, and martial law was declared, right? And they did it tactfully, but they did it. So, if that's accurate, then you'd say, okay, well, I guess they have to prepare for that. I just think in the United States of America, if some of these theories of there won't be an election, it'll be shut down, and I have to tell you, it ran through my mind last night after this incident. I think we would be able to stop it. I really do. Sherry, appreciate your call. Wyatt and Steele, tell me what's on your mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is where we're going.
Good morning, Scott.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, I've called your show many times and always hung up, but I couldn't hang up this time. I stuck with it because of the man that his son hates the cops. I believe that people, our media and our Congress and parents all need to go take a refresher course on authority. Those policemen, when they have that badge, they are in a position of authority. And if you go back to what just took place, what went on in Texas, Dallas, Texas, you have the man in Minnesota. I have a concealed carry, and when I took mine, they told me that when you're stopped by a police officer and you're carrying, you tell the officer you have a weapon, and then you put your hands, if you keep your hands in plain sight and wait for instruction from that officer. You don't reach for your wallet. 99% of people, that's where their gun is located, in the same vicinity.
Hang on a sec, Wyatt. I want to hear more of what you have to say, but we're unfortunately up against a hard break. Stay right there. Great thoughts.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Satisfied until we turned over every stone. We've got some level that this one suspect did do some of the shooting, but we're not satisfied that we've exhausted every lead, and we're not going to be satisfied until every lead is exhausted. So if there's someone out there that was associated with this, we will find you, and we will prosecute you, and we will bring you to justice.
Hashtag Dallas Strong, that the police chief of Dallas. Wyatt and Steele was chatting with us before the break and making some comments about, you know, talking conversations related to authority and why police officers do what they do. I appreciate you hanging on there, Wyatt. You said you've called a few times and never end up getting on. I have to apologize. We get a lot of calls on this show. And,
right.
You know, I cherish each and every one. I really do. And so nothing pains me when I see, you know, six lines lit up and know that it's taken a while to get to everybody there. But appreciate you hanging in there today and waiting with us. You can always call off air and leave a comment, 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Press one and just make, you know, say your piece, leave your message, and we'll play it as soon as we can, but obviously the priority goes to the live callers. So anyway, thanks for hanging in there with us today, Wyatt, and I wanted to give you a chance to finish your comments.
And then for the other guy, it was when they ended up in that scuffle on the ground, anything can happen from that point on. And my point is you can't muscle your way, you can't run, you can't mouth, you can't pull your way out of a situation. You need to respect the authority that you're being confronted with respect. Not show, try and prove you're guilty.
Yeah, you know, the conversation I want to just have is, you know, okay, so they see. Do you want to say something, Manny? I can hear you.
Yeah, I get it, but.
A little more volume.
I get it, but I just, we're still missing the root of the problem.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. And I don't think Wyatt, well, I agree with your sentiments that conversation is a good one to have, especially in explaining how this happens to Leon's son as an example of why I did. But there's still a reason that his son feels the way he does that is not going to be solved by an explanation of authority. I think that's what you're getting to, Manny.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a reason why I feel the way I feel right now. Like I just told you guys in the last segment or two segments ago, I'm worried, as an African-American, I'm worried that the next time I get pulled over for, you know, going 3 miles over the speed limit, that I'm going to be dead in 5 minutes. That's my worry.
You won't be if you show respect for that authority.
Okay,
they're not. I've been confronted many times by police, and it's not because I'm white, I'm still alive. It's because I didn't give them a reason to go beyond just talking.
I think it's a lot deeper than that, though. I think it's a
that
lot
comes with the
that.
Respect.
When I'm confronted by that badge, I show respect for it. They represent all Bob.
But my point,
whether you like them or not, or get along with them, that has nothing to do with it. They're in command at that time.
Let me play Mark Dayton for a second and assume the worst of the situation in Falcon Heights this week.
Yeah.
Okay? If that guy's white, he's still alive. Okay, that's what he said. And you know what? My irritation with that statement is he has no idea. And all that does is inflame
That's right.
the situation and make Dallas worse. But the point is, okay, let's say he's white for a second. That goes to Manny's point. That, you know, again, we don't know what happened before the camera turned on by the girlfriend who was, you know, an idiot, if you ask me. What she's doing turning on Facebook when her boyfriend is bleeding to death, literally moaning right next to her, is just beyond comprehension to me.
But at the same time, though, Scott, what if she hadn't done that? Then we're not having this conversation.
Well, you know? We still are having the conversation because it's still what he said.
But we're looking at it differently, though. That's the thing. Like,
and I guess it wasn't so much that she did it. It was how she did it and how matter-of-factly she's talking about it and everything else. And at least we hear his voice. But I'm agreeing with Manny Wyatt in this sense. I'm gonna forget that we're actually talking about anything related to Falcon Heights, but use that narrative, okay? A guy that did nothing other than pull over for a broken taillight and was asked for his ID and reaches for the ID, which happens to be in the cubbyhole, and gets shot. That's what Manny's saying.
Oh, see, I heard that what it took place was he announced he had a gun and started reaching for his wallet, and to me, that was a big mistake.
Yeah,
you
she
just
said that
the way I was trained, you announce you have a gun and you keep your hands in plain sight and wait for instruction from the officer.
Right, and he told her that, and the officer, you can hear him saying, no, I told him to keep his hands where it was. So maybe there were conflicting things, right? Keep your hands where I can see them. I have a weapon and a concealed carry permit. Give me your ID. Okay, my ID is over here. Well, that's a different set of instructions. You want,
right.
You know, so my point is, I think what Manny is saying, and Manny, please correct me if I'm wrong, bust in here, if I think you're saying that could be me.
I can't
pull over there.
Yeah.
Nothing gonna happen. So here's the deal. That's why, let's just deal with how Manny feels. Let's deal with how Leon's son feels and say, okay, what brings those walls down? Conversations. Right?
Right.
Love. Hard hearts. And I think the president, the governor in Minnesota, the president, have stirred the pot. And that's irresponsible politics. But guess what? Politics and politicians are going to be dumb
right.
and dumber for the rest of mankind. You know, you're never going to make a politician perfect, ever. So we, I think, need to just bust through all that and say, okay, enough. Stop.
Right.
Time out. That's what needs to happen. And what you mentioned is a component of that, but I don't think it doesn't change the root cause. As Manny said, why? Do me a favor, call again, okay? Fascinating conversation, and I could talk to you folks all day long. I really could. Joe in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Great. Hey, thanks for taking my call. The word for the day is conscience, Scott. We have an obligation to form our conscience. Conscience is built when we obey the laws of God, and we work for love of God and work for love of neighbor. We've gotten away from that. Our laws are no longer ordinances of reason. They're no longer following the natural law, which is a law that's been written into our hearts. And it's going to be a real long process for us to get that back in place. But the laws have to follow basically the Ten Commandments. All 10 of those commandments besides worship on the Sabbath can be known by reason alone, because we don't like to have things stolen from us. We don't like to be disrespected as we shouldn't disrespect our mother and father. And so I think we need to start forming laws that actually build up conscience and keep that conversation going. I'll just hang on the lesson. Thanks.
Very profound. That's all I'll say. Very profound. Chris, also in Fargo, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Actually, I'm more heads now. I wanted to add to your word and underscore it by biblical love is what we need. But I wanted to bounce off of Manny there. You know, his point of view is very, I can relate in this sense, and I'll bring it up. Years ago during the Compton riots, a driver was drug out of his truck and beaten to death. And I don't know if anybody ever stood trial or had any consequence for that. You really didn't hear about it. You know, they didn't want to incite another riot by black people getting persecuted for killing a white man. But as a white truck driver for 27 years, trust me, when I'm in L.A., New York, Chicago, buddy, I'm very careful about where I go. So I can relate what Manny's kind of saying there. You kind of develop that self-conscious. Wow, if that person was prejudged that way, what's to make me any different? I'm the same person. You know, I fit the same profile. So I kind of relate there, so I understand where Manny's coming from. But like I left in an online message or a voicemail for you that you probably haven't played, is really comes down to education. People need to be, we've degraded our education system so bad that people have become so self-loathed that they really don't understand or, well, maybe that's not right. It's lack of education. It really is. Do you follow me?
I do, and I appreciate your call and your comments. Chris, well said. Thanks a ton. Got to keep moving. I want to try and get everybody in here by the end. We've got a bunch of off-air calls, too. Bill and Mandan, next on What's on Your Mind?
I think accountability is a problem. When I hear you promoting, you know, go out and hug a cop, go out and hug a... they're just titles. People are people regardless of their title. Regardless of their title, people can still be bad people. And there are a lot of bad people in this world that have very powerful titles. And kids are getting tired of seeing these people with these powerful titles have no accountability for what they do. That happens in law enforcement. It happens in the churches.
Sure, that comes back to education, though, doesn't it, Bill? Because the kids being told that doesn't mean that, okay, yeah, I mean, we're all fallen, and some people do some things that should not reflect badly on everyone else that's in that position.
Definitely, and not everybody warrants a hug that has that title. And so you need to clarify that message because...
Well, here's the deal, though.
Get fired of that double standard.
What percentage of cops do you think shoot people? I take that back. What percentage of cops do you think wrongly and viciously and maliciously shoot people?
All it takes is one.
Well, I know, but I mean, my point is
so obvious that the kid watching the story that doesn't have an adult scaring them into having a belief, when the child watches what is blatantly obvious, all it takes is one time for that child now to wait for another adult to step in and say, that adult was wrong, and that adult is going to be held accountable. But there are certain professions where we are afraid to hold those people accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those situations that's getting worse as it goes on. Until you start holding some of these people accountable, there are going to be backlashes because those people are feeling like they have to take justice back.
Well, give me an example where one has not been held accountable that should. What's the most high-profile one you'd cite there?
Well, right now, the most recent one would be a guy laying on his back getting shot multiple times.
This was the Louisiana case?
2 days ago, a couple days ago.
Yeah, but my point is, that's 2 days ago. I mean, when you say hold him accountable...
Well, it was 2 days ago, but what's happening right now, what we're doing is we're dragging our feet and saying we're going to hold an investigation. But any kid with access to media is watching that video and saying, what's there to investigate? This is a no-brainer.
I hope the kid has parents that have a conversation about it. Because, look, there are law enforcement officers that do dumb things, that do bad things, that do evil things, just like there are in every other profession. But to tarnish the 99.9% who get out there every day and run the opposite way when bullets are firing to protect us doesn't give me a reason to say, you know, hey, cops are bad, so don't hug them. Come
on. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution.
With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And I, you know, this one time I agree with you, old Mark Dayton, you know, and I heard him yesterday too, you know, the governor of Minnesota. He was inciting more racial stuff the way his comments were made. It's unreal. That guy, I don't know where he's coming from. He's not a leader, that's for sure. He sounds more like an instigator.
And I believe it all started with the beer summit. If we remember that, it was a officer doing his job, a black man being belligerent, and our president making the comments he made were completely out of line. And I believe that he could have done things differently, but for political reasons chose to do what he did. Thanks.
My comment is this. If you're white and you make racial slurs or you race bait, what happens to you? It needs to run both ways. Thank you.
Yeah, it was once believed that bullies do stuff because they have low self-esteem, but when they actually interviewed people that were bullies, they had a high self-esteem or a high value of themselves. To think that the people that are killing people
like cops aren't doing it because of love. They actually think they love somebody that they're doing it for. They love their community so much that they're getting revenge, or they love their religion so much that, you know, their God, that they're doing this for love. So you can't really change their heart when they actually think that they are in love with what their people are doing, or what they're doing is for love.
It's a forward answer to what'll take care of the issues of murder and hate. That's God in our lives. They're taking it out of our schools, our communities, trying to take it out of our homes. We need more God in our lives. Bye.
Wow. You folks never cease to amaze me. Greatest audience on the face of the earth. The What's On Your Mind audience. Really appreciate it. Man, it's been an incredible day. We had plans to do a lot of things differently today than we did, and because of Dallas, we've changed them a little bit, but we did plan a long conversation with our friend Mike Lindell, the inventor, the creator of a product that's probably the reason I'm, you know, vertical today. I finally get some decent sleep, and that's Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike, how are you? Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, Scott, can you hear me?
No, I can. How are you?
Okay. All right. Thank you. How you doing? I'm doing great.
Well, good. You know, our hearts are heavy today with what's going on in Dallas and unraveling in this country. And I am serious about this. We all need to be a little better equipped to take whatever's coming our way. And I get the best night's sleep I've ever gotten from your product. So I'm going to thank you again today right here live on the air.
Yeah, you're so welcome, Scott. And I'm very blessed that God gave me this idea, and we've got over 1,100 employees now here in Minnesota. So they, and it's been just amazing.
It sure has. We do a weekly talk radio town hall with North Dakota's one congressman, Kevin Kramer, and I was doing one of your commercials, and he said, "Hey, nobody told me to say this. I haven't been paid to do this. I'm just, I want to tell you, I own six of them."
I heard that. I heard that actually yesterday. One of my employees was telling me they heard it, that he was on your show and is talking about that. Yeah, that's amazing. We sold 22 million of them now, so it's helping so many people get the amazing sleep, and it's just word of mouth. You know, that's if you don't believe me, they believe everyone else that's been sleeping good like yourself.
No kidding. Are you growing every month? There's more and more pillows to more and more places?
Yeah, we just expanded. I added another 125,000 square feet, and like I said, we just went from about 700 employees up to 1,100 now, getting ready for our big expansion, and we're making about 45,000 pillows a day right now.
Oh my gosh! Well, our goal is to get you to 50,000 a day, so we'll keep working on that. Okay,
that's awesome.
of course, we have that 4-for-1 deal. Mike gives us an offer they don't offer any other talk radio host, so that's a great deal. And all you have to do is go to mypillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. After all, if Kevin Kramer has six, I think everybody else ought to have six as well. You know, the travel pillows, the whole works. You can't go wrong, and there's a lot of great products on the website. So. We'll talk again longer soon, but today has been such a crazy news day with what's going on in Dallas. We're not going to get a chance to talk as long as we normally do, but I wanted to at least say hi and check in and thank you again for such a great product.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. And that just to be clear, that 4-pack special, that's two of my bed pillows and two of my travel go anywhere pillows. So it's a great value, and it is exclusive for your listeners.
$160 in savings when you do that. And I mean, if you fly, you want one of these travel pillows that are actually good, you know, not worthless. So, which a lot of those ones you buy in the airport are, you blow up. Oh my gosh, you end up with a kink neck and everything else. So those travel pillows are fabulous. It's great. So that's $160 in savings. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or 800-506-9028. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, thank you. Yep, thanks, Scott.
Yeah. All right, Todd, let's go out with a few of the callers. Well, we just did that. Let me get in at least one more call here, okay? And that is Pat in Bismarck wanted to talk about the shooting in Falcon Heights. The last 30 seconds go to you, Pat, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to throw a point out there. I mean, we've got white female officers, and I would think that in these situations, they would be more afraid. We don't see them pulling out their gun and shooting right away. I mean, it just seems like they're jumping the gun.
The male white officers are jumping the gun in your mind.
I think so. And here's another point I was going to make. You know, years ago, I remember hearing stories. I've been at a party, and we had one officer.
We're not going to have time to finish this story, Pat. I think percentage-wise, the female officers would be considerably lower than the men, so I don't know if your analogy holds out. Here's the deal. Pray for everybody involved in all of these stories. See you Monday, folks. God bless you. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.